Yeah, we're back at it live and direct. Chuck Dizzle, DJ head up in here, Homegrown Radio Live. Motherfuckers, we are back at it, man. Appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying, being around. Miss Bliss, I'm Chuck Dizzle, DJ head over there, of course. Miss Bliss is out and about, man, in Atlanta. I don't even know what the fuck she doing out there.
You know what she doing. Why do urban women go to Atlanta?
It's two things.
Why do they go?
Some strip clubs.
Or?
I don't know the second one.
Oh, you know.
What's the second one? Think Crooked, no. King Crook, what they go out there for?
They probably got flew out. You exactly. know what I'm saying? Somebody flew her out.
I think so.
Man, shout out to Miss Bliss.
I think that thing was sponsored, though, one time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, straight up. Straight up. She not here, so
can
I mean.
Say it?
Go ahead.
Can I drop one of Clues Bar for Miss Bliss out there on a sponsored
Trip to Atlanta?
Sponsored
man.
Trip to Atlanta.
She's saying she performing.
Thing out.
She performing.
Whoa.
Y'all are getting the bottom knocked
man,
out that motherfucker.
Straight up, left and right,
oh,
man.
Oh, shit, not the groceries.
Man, the groceries, straight up. King Crook in the house, man. Crooked, man, what's going on, brother?
What's up, man?
Appreciate
how y'all brothers
you,
doing, man?
Good,
y'all
man.
Kings, I should hey. Say. What's good?
Hey, you likewise, know I'll take man.
Hey.
Trust me, especially right now.
Hey, man.
Man, you feel me?
Bro. I'm going to take what I can get.
Everything,
man. Oh, my God.
a lot of things happening right now. We got a new president.
Or do we?
man, straight up. Because hey, they're trying to pull some last-minute thing, too, the electoral votes.
Yeah.
I think they said Hillary got one last shot.
Man, listen, that shit over with.
It's
them
a wrap.
White people have spoke. All right, so it's over with, all right? So
we got
King Crook in the building.
Yeah,
yes,
man.
Yes.
I definitely have to get your opinion on this shit, because you have always been a person that's been on the front line and been opinionated on political issues, social
now,
issues.
Sure.
What the fuck? Is going on.
Hey, man, I just think we in the Boondocks cartoon right now. You know what I'm saying?
Low-key,
I mean,
man.
You know, it's crazy, man, because this new album I got, man, it's a concept album. And one of the characters in the storyline is called the Puppet Master. And he's like this elitist 1% kind of guy that's rich, greedy, do anything for power. You know what I'm saying? And I modeled the guy after Trump. Except, you know, he has more power in the album. Mm. And then Trump wins, and now he's sitting in the most powerful seat in the world.
Wow. Exactly.
So it's almost like the album is...
So it could you be drew a, up a real-life comic of
yeah.
what the fuck is going
it's
on.
Going
exactly. Like 4 years from now...
Executive produced by King Crook. Wow.
Yeah, it might be a prophecy. It might be a prophecy, man.
Well,
I hope not.
What's the lotto going to be next week?
Well, you know what, man?
What's the lotto number? Can you write that up?
Man, just keep your money in your pocket.
Man,
that's how you're going to really
up.
Win.
You know what I'm saying? Stack the fuck up. Fuck all that.
That shit is hard to win, boy. I ain't going to lie. When it get up to about $300 billion, I'll be up there too. $300
like,
million, I'll be like, hold up.
This
let me get 20 of them things, man.
just because you
know
just
what?
Never know.
I don't know how I would feel if I found out you hit. If I found out you hit, I'd probably be a little salty.
Why are you going to be
man,
salty?
Come on, man.
Because you don't need it. I need it.
Ah, come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? So, and you know what? You don't
we all
need
it.
Now,
we
you
all
out
need
here
it.
You're getting that BT money. You're getting all kind of other.
Oh, man.
You know what? Hey, congratulations about
you,
the one shot, man.
Yeah, man.
Thank
last,
you,
man. Last time, when you came up here last
you
time.
You told us about it, but not
you were,
really.
You were
right.
pitching it.
Right.
You were pitching it, and you guys were doing it online. I don't think you guys, I think you were just, you haven't even, I don't think you even filmed it yet. You were going to the first, maybe the first
production.
City, the first couple
first,
of cities,
yes,
whatever.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And, you know, got picked up by BET. And man, talk about that experience, man, because you're one that always likes to give people chances and those opportunities. And even, we'll get into the song, too, next, which I really think is dope, and we'll talk about that in a second. But going around city to city, man, talking to these different artists and giving them this opportunity and ultimately getting a winner, man, how was that for you to be able to provide
it
that
was,
platform?
It was amazing, man. I mean, first, you know, I'm big on the law of attraction. I'm big on energy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I sat down and just and created the concept, it was just a piece of paper. I hung the piece of paper up on my bedroom wall and
get
I looked
the fuck
at it
out of here.
Every single day like, yo, I'm going to make this happen. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then to finally see it come to fruition, you know, and to have my brother Sway and Tech and all them, you know, involved in it.
Yeah.
It was just amazing. And to go around these different cities and see these artists, man, that sometimes, you know, we got Hollywood next door. We in Cali. You
Absolutely.
Know what I'm saying? But a lot of these people, they don't got the industry. They can't. They don't even know how to get on. You know what I mean? They just sending you spam on Twitter. That's like the biggest thing they can do.
Absolutely.
You know, so I said, let's bring the industry to them. Let's bring, you know, a platform to them. You know what I mean? And it was amazing, man. We was in Chicago. It was in the winter. Dead of winter. 5,000 MCs showed up.
Get
you know, the police had to shut the streets down.
That's
you know what
crazy.
I'm saying? And you know, I love that one because we all know Chicago's reputation right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it was people from different hoods in that line, and they all got along. They was just like, yo, I'm here chasing my dream.
Just like
you. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So it was no problems. It went over well, and that was in each city, man.
Hey, what was it like to see the acceptance nationwide of this concept that you hung up in your bedroom?
Yeah. Because it was crazy.
Because I know, like, when you have something in the infancy form, like, no different than creating an album or a mixtape, right? So when something is an idea, and then to see that shit on TV,
it's amazing. It's mind blowing. Because it's my first time ever trying to create a TV show. You know what I'm saying? And I know it's a lot of people that might have pitched, you know, 20 ideas
hell
and never
yeah.
got on the
right,
network.
Right,
you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
So, you know, I got to shout out Stephen Hill for seeing that vision at BET. You know what I mean? And it was amazing, man, to sit back, watch it with the fam on TV. You know what I'm saying? And to get people calling me like, yo, I'm inspired.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And even the people that was on the show, T.I., DJ Khaled, RZA, they all were like, yo, this is dope for hip hop.
Yeah.
You know, so the peers, you know, congratulating you and giving you props. It was amazing. It was an amazing journey, man. It was dope.
And what I really appreciated, too, is that you still kept it in-house. Like, see, you had Swain Tech on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had Horseshoe Gang. You
exactly.
helping out
exactly.
with that. I saw. I was like, okay, I see what he's doing.
Yeah, man.
There.
We got to do it. You know what I'm saying? We got to do
absolutely,
it, man.
Absolutely.
For the culture.
For the culture one time, man. Now, was there some people out there that, I mean, something that didn't make the shots? You know what I'm saying? Something that didn't make the camera angles or whatever the case may be of people that were out there that either were extremely talented that you just couldn't get by or just like, yo, why'd you waste your time, bro?
It was both. Mm-hmm. It was definitely – I used to watch American Idol and see people, and I would think they were plants because they were so bad.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, that's not
that
real.
That can't be real.
That can't be real. Nobody thinks, you know, that they have talent and they don't, like, on that level. But, dog, it was real.
Seeing
you know,
that shit out there.
Like, some chick came in there. She was made a song about her taco. You know what I'm saying? I need myself a taco. And that was the hook. She was dead ass serious. Yeah. And, you know,
okay, I know you actually, you did the groundwork.
Yes, sir.
When you sitting there, how do you tell somebody? Because I know, like, Simon got it down packed.
Yeah,
I've seen
a
couple individuals have it. And I see a little bit of footage of you, like, you kind of was like, you trying to feel it out to make sure that this shit is real.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Like somebody
like,
playing a joke
like,
on me or what?
Pumped right now.
Like, what the hell?
I know BT picked the show up.
Yeah, so like, what's going on right now, man? I mean,
how do you tell somebody like you got to keep your fucking job?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I try to take the nicest approach. I'm not like on that Simon shit because I mean, I'm not here to be a dream killer. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But I got to give you the straight up facts. Like, you need to work on your craft,
right,
you know,
right.
and take this platform serious. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, my words only carry so much weight with certain people because they looking at the industry and they seeing these whack dudes that's on.
Man.
So they like, well, shit, if they could do it and have a hit single, why come I can't do it?
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of hard.
This motherfucker be president. Why can't I be president?
Man, that's the whole, man, that's it right now.
Yeah.
I feel qualified for everything.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't that a bitch?
Hey, you know what's funny about that, too? I mean, even we're talking about manifesting things. You're talking about the TV show that you literally hung up on your wall and you saw this happen. On one end, I'm like, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
On another end, I'm like, yo, this motherfucker said he was going to be president.
Yeah.
And without any experience.
None.
I mean, on one end, I'm like, fuck, this is fucked up. But at the same, I'm like, yo, that's some gangster shit, dog. Like, did some shit that you're not even qualified to do.
You're
but
not
you're in
not one bit.
You're not qualified.
I'm talking
qualified.
About not one bit.
At all.
I could see if he was a little bit qualified. Ooh. He's not one bit. And he is
qualified.
The president.
So you can
what
chase
the fuck
your...
is Beans? Beans is to Donald Trump.
You're not qualified.
So like,
oh, yeah. Now I see y'all went over my head with that. Now
yeah,
I know what y'all talking about.
Facts. Now, okay. Oh,
he wanted to slap that. He wanted to slap fire. I'll see the guy, didn't he?
You not qualified.
I was like, okay, here it come, here it come. He winding
what?
Up.
This is the thing, right? Because you've been in hip hop, and you've seen all of it.
Yes, sir.
You've been through all the beefs. You've seen everything that you could possibly see.
Exactly.
Where in the fuck are we at right now in hip hop? Not just fuck the election, in hip hop. Mm. Like you said, you don't have to have talent to win.
No, you don't.
You don't have to have a fan base to hurdle over this obstacle. You don't necessarily have to have the background. You don't have to be a real MC.
Nothing.
You don't have to be a real singer.
Nothing.
You, How do you, like, how does...
It's a free-for-all how right does, now.
That's what I tell him all the time. It's literally no... It's anarchy.
It's anarchy.
It's right no rules.
If somebody tell you, hey, man, I got the formula. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
It's no formula. It's no... Okay, so that's where I want to touch on in hip-hop.
Yeah.
You coming from where you come from. Exactly. You had to have bars.
Yeah.
You
had to.
Had to. Mando,
come on, man.
Mando.
That was Mando.
That was it.
What is it like being existing in this hip hop 2016 version of hip hop? What is that like existing coming from where you come from?
Man, that shit is crazy. It's like, you know, like you said, coming from where I come from. I remember me, my brother Dice, we be in the studio with Snoop Young. We was teenagers, you know, working on compilations, working on all kinds of shit. And dudes would go inside the booth and just stink up the place. And Dog would be like, yo, you got to come out of there. Mm. All right, we pulling you off the song. Like, that's
whoa.
That, you know, straight up. If you didn't have your shit together, you wasn't getting on that song. You know what I'm saying? You had to be adding something flavorful to that joint.
And in most cases, it'll be reputable people, too.
Yeah, it'd be some niggas that been rapping for a minute.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was just like, you know, the level of competition in the room. You know, you was at competition with people that you was rapping with on the same song because you didn't want to get pulled off of that bitch.
You don't want to be that nigga.
So, exactly.
You only got a 16-0.
Well, that's all we got. You know what I mean? So, it's like you know, now.
I was in the studio when you was rapping on that song, too. What happened? Like,
hey, now, you could just walk in there and total trash will not only get past the smell test of everybody in the room, and then they get past the mix. The engineer, he mixing that garbage. He know it's garbage. Mm. And then, you know, the A&R in there, he know it's garbage. You know what I'm saying? And it'll make it. And I think, you know, it's really sad because it doesn't promote longevity when you're not studying your craft. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And when you just going in there and feeling like I'm going to just ride this wave, that wave going to end in a minute. Mm. You know what I mean? And I keep telling these youngest coming up, like, yo, if you hot now and you not taking this shit seriously,
You're gonna fuck it off.
And then they not gonna talk about you on none of these blogs they post to you. They never gonna talk about you again until you dead. They gonna write a little article about you passing away, and that's gonna be it.
Hey, you talked about that too on Valley of the Kings on track next, and you just dropped the video for it, which is amazing too, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
But you speak on everything that we're talking about right now. And yeah. I like the fact that you're giving the next person, the next MC, whoever's listening right now, that see the And I'm going to throw some names. You see the JJ Ice Fishes, and you see all these internet sensations that's making it and doing shit, you know what I'm saying, getting their name out there, and even folks that are somewhat credible.
Right.
You know, but it's like, yo, you can have a song now and not cultivate your career and be gone tomorrow. These motherfuckers, like you said, the motherfuckers in the radio station, they patting your back.
Yeah.
The next minute, they ain't going to be on you no more.
They ain't going to be on you no more.
Rap. And we seen that.
Oh, man, I know y'all did.
I just got out of a meeting today.
Man, see what I'm saying?
I just left the building. I just left that motherfucking
building. And they seen that shit. And that's just, I mean, you know, dog, because I see niggas that had plaques, you know, working at the movies now. You know what I'm saying? Or sleeping on somebody's couch, you know what I mean? Just some sort of a over-the-edge addict now because their mind can't take the fact that at one point they was at a high spot and now they nothing. You know what I mean? Because they didn't take that shit serious. And what I say to the youngins is, you know, because they all, I'm getting money. If this is what's getting money, I'm getting money. All right, cool. But you know the best way to get money? Longevity. You want to get money for 2 years or 20 years. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So study your craft. Don't listen to all your yes men around you because sometimes they're going to lead you down the wrong path.
Right.
Some of them niggas don't even really got your back like that. They don't even stand up and clap when you achieve something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They just hanging around so they can get a little shine until it's over.
When you talk about studying the craft, right?
Yeah.
Because I know like a few rappers came out and they're like, I don't respect this. I don't respect that. I ain't never heard of Biggie Soul. How do you feel about that when you know these guys?
I think a lot of them dudes, I like to just take a ride with them somewhere like for an hour and just chop it up with them.
See where they at
and play some joints for them from these artists that they saying they never heard or they don't care about because it's a wave right now. And I seen the same wave in the streets when the BGs and the Young G's is disrespecting the OGs, then the neighborhood all get, you know, flipped upside down because there's no structure no more. You know what I mean? So they have that same wave in the industry right now. It's like the end thing to do to be the younger nigga doing it better than the older niggas. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's an end thing to be disrespectful to niggas who paved the way. And that ain't how it's supposed to go down. You know what I mean? And you can learn from these niggas. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? If I wouldn't have lasted a day on Death Row Records if I hadn't kind of study Pac's movements and career. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
No, what not to do.
What not to do, what to do. Yeah. And that really helped me. That was like a maze. You know, I got through the maze studying him.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like it's too much game, too much value and respect in those who came before you. Wisdom. To just push it, to the side like it ain't shit.
Even when you came in, I remember we was on tour, you had told me like, you like we was having a conversation. You know, we used to have back of the bus conversation.
Exactly.
And you were saying something about how even you a vet.
Yeah.
You a vet at this point, even going into the slaughterhouse situation.
Right, yes, sir.
You're a veteran.
Right.
You rap with the one of the greatest rappers ever.
Exactly.
You go into the studio with the white boy.
Yeah.
And you said, I sit there and just shut up.
Yeah.
And I'm just learning. And you're a veteran at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, I feel like even when I talk to the young guys.
Yeah.
I've had those conversations. Even me, like yesterday, I'm gonna give you a perfect example, and I'm gonna ask you the question. We were talking about. I had a record rep call me and was like, "Yeah, I want you to support this record." I ain't gonna say the name of it.
Right, right, got you.
I need you to support this record. You know, play it in the mix. Well, I said, "Listen, bro, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not gonna play the record. Why? Because I don't like it. I don't like it. Number one, number two, I don't think it has long. It's not gonna do anything for us. It's a microwave.
Right.
I said. He was like, "Well, I really need you to. I said, "Well, look, do this. Call me when your job on the line.
Yeah.
When your job on the line, call me. I play the record."
Man, that's cold game.
But that was some real shit that I had to tell him.
Yeah.
Coming from where you come
that's
from.
That's real, though. That's real, straight up. Somebody got
to
tell him.
Yeah. Somebody has to tell him. But I'm saying, like, when you told me that you used to go in the room and just sit there and listen to a guy that probably ain't been in the game as long as you.
Yeah.
It's probably younger than you.
Yeah.
It's probably, but you still, you like, I'm going in there, I'm learning shit.
If you don't learn every day, you're going to die. That's it. Mentally.
Damn. But I'm saying how much do you have to like bring yourself down or humble yourself to go into a room and listen to somebody who you know you got years on?
Nah, it's not a problem because, you know, I remember reading this article where Jazzy Jeff said that he met Mac Miller and Mac Miller gave him some game and he said he been in the game. We already know how OG Jazzy is. Right, and he said when he left, he was like, damn, the young boy sparked his mind.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So you can get information and knowledge and valuable, you know, shit from anybody. You know what I mean? And then I just think that you should always be open when you enter any situation. If you got an opportunity, just keep an open mind because it might be somebody else's idea to help you pop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I just like sit back and learn. And then the funny thing is doing that and then, you know, doing my job, Emma come to me and be like, yo, when you did this, 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 and that, I was like, damn, that shit was crazy. I wish I would have thought of that.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So then you see that having that
That's
kind of
crazy.
A mindset that you have is in similar to the mindset of an M. Mm-hmm. And you start seeing your similarities in the greats, and you start being more motivated that you're on the right path.
For some of the cats out there, because I've heard along the same lines of this conversation, like you said, do you want to be in the game 2 years or 20 years?
Right.
Some cats is just trying to eat.
Yeah.
And they say, look, 2 years is good for me. As long as it gets me out the hood, as long as I can pay for this, that, and the third,
right.
You know, I'm good. So what's your response to that in terms of microwave, the microwave sound, the folks that's just in it for the check at this point?
You could be a boomerang. You might come out the hood. You might go right back. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So it's like, you know, if you got that mentality, you already losing the battle.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Because 2 years ain't going to do nothing. Look, man, I ran through a gang of money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of my decisions I wish I could have back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it might take, even in business, they teach you it might take 5 years to build a good business. Yeah. You know what I mean? You got to be ready.
Yeah.
So what makes it any different in rap?
Right.
You know what I mean? I get that mentality. You know what I'm saying? I was in the hood, you know, living on the east side of Long Beach, didn't have nothing.
Right.
Food stamps, fresh off GR, you know what I mean? Yeah. Catching trains, using bus tokens. Mm-hmm. I was doing all that, you know. And I made some decisions based on starvation. And that's just human nature sometimes, you know what I mean? But once you get a record deal, you're in a position to change your life for good. I remember I met Jay-Z one time when I was younger, and he just said, you know what, man, remember all the bad times. And just keep that in the back of your mind with every decision you're making in the business. And just always tell yourself you never want to go back to that place.
Yeah.
So you got to take this shit real serious. You know what I mean? And right now we just got a lot of bench players starting. So it's like, you know, we gotta kind of, instead of judging them all the time, because I sit back and be like, oh, that's trash. But then I say, you know what, instead of judging them all the time, let's try to shine some light on them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Let's try to give them some game. You know what I mean? They might not be used to that, because right now a lot of OGs I know, so-called OGs, they just in it for the money too. So they know better. But they don't say nothing because they like, well, shit, I ain't risking my security job over here. Right, I ain't risking my job as the role manager telling him what to do. I'm going to let them do it the fuck they want to do. You know what I'm saying? And they see them spinning out of control. Damn. You know what I mean? So somebody got to give some light. Somebody got to give some game.
Do you, when you go in the studio to record, like, I know you got an album dropping tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. When you go in the album, when
right
you
now.
Yeah, it's past nine. Yeah, it's on past iTunes. Nine. Good versus evil. Go get it. Good versus evil. Go get that.
There you go. All right, shameless plug. There we go.
Yes.
All right. So when you go in the studio to record an album as King Crook, yeah. right? Do you think about the future, or do you reflect on where you come from? Like, are you rapping from the perspective of where I need to be, where I should be, where I want to be, or are you rapping where this, I never want to be here?
Wherever the beat take me, wherever the song take me, wherever the concept or the album is, you know, I try to do both, because, you know, sometimes we want to see around the corner and rap in the future, like you're saying, and sometimes we want to tell stories from the past to inspire somebody else, you know what I mean, and let people know that we go through shit too, you know what I mean? Everything is the same. But, yeah, man, I mean, basically, dog, I try to think 3 or 4 steps ahead of the game. Like, I'm already planning, like, my next 3 projects, you know what I'm saying?
3 projects.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, it's a tough game out here right now for an independent. Yeah. I mean, I'm on Shady Records. That's a major label. But when I'm doing my COB solo and group movement shit, that's all independent.
To the face.
That's selling T-shirts to finance a tour.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I mean, that's just real independent grind, so you gotta be smart, because you could spin out of control. I lost a lot of money gambling on the clothing industry one time, you know what I mean? And shit, I'm not M. I can't be losing them kind of stacks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You had an answer.
Yeah, but I didn't have the answers. Hey, but Sway, little off sidebar, Sway do got the answers, though.
Straight up. Sway
was ready to go outside, too.
Yeah. He was like, we don't got to do this. Yeah. We can turn all this shit off.
That's the first time I've seen Sway hot like that.
That's that Oakland.
I don't know if he
was ready
for that Oakland.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Now, what I've noticed, too, man, is that with Valley of the Kings, you dropped that, what was it, last week?
A couple weeks ago.
Couple weeks back, and then, obviously, Good vs. Evil is out right now. I'm going to grab that.
Yes.
What's the motivation behind putting out so much music at this point? Because I would assume that you get so many people to hit you up about dropping Slaughterhouse music, right?
All the time.
And then whenever you drop something, I get this shit all the time. I see people do it. You'll drop an album, right? Or drop a project. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, what's the new shit at? You like, my nigga, yeah. I just dropped some shit.
Hey, dog, I mean, nowadays, you don't even get a chance to digest the music.
At all.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I see the same shit. Jeezy will come out, and then, like, 2 days later, they'll be like, but when that new shit coming, fam? It's like, what? Nigga, it's 20 joints on there.
Ain't do you think that's something with the new mentality of today's consumer, or is it the fact that those songs maybe didn't resonate with the current market?
I think it's both. Mm. But, you know, damn, you got to let the shit simmer for a minute. It's like, because you know how it used to be when I was a kid, dog. I'd get an album.
One album a year,
damn near.
If you're lucky, yeah.
And you know, I play that shit so much that I start getting new favorite songs. First, I wasn't even fucking with this song.
Yeah.
Now that's my shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like, do you get an opportunity to even live that?
Right.
You don't. Yeah. You just like, all right, what's next?
Yeah.
And that shit is just crazy, man. And if you on the playing field or the indie playing field, you got to just hit niggas hard to stay relevant.
Straight up.
But the thing is, like, when you, that's funny as hell.
Cause M Ako dropped shit for like 3 years,
hell three, no. 4 years.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like he chilling. When you drop, let's say, like for instance, you just dropped some shit a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
you dropping some shit. Well, some shit just dropped.
Yeah,
right? It's official. It's available right now. Good verse. You'll get that.
Thank you. I already know, man. I'm in the presence of greatness. Y'all gonna help me out right now. Let's go.
So when you like you said, don't you think that that's kind of the fan base that you have as well? Because I know for a fact, and this is only because I've been out with y'all 60 days.
Yeah.
I know your fan base. Yeah. We done been rocking for years.
Yeah.
Your fan base don't ever get enough.
Never.
They'll let you come out and rap and freestyle.
Yep.
You'll freestyle for 20 minutes.
And then they want some more.
They want 20 more minutes.
20 more minutes. Like that shit was just an easy cook up.
And it was more.
Take that offensively or do you take that as, like, is it an honor?
It's an honor to for people to want more.
Fuck that.
But you know what? In this day and age, fans is they way more savvy.
Yeah.
So it's like, yo, come on, dog. You know all it take to put this music out. Why you beating my door down already? You know what I'm saying? But I love the supporters. I did Static King in February. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I did the one shot shit, and now I dropped the EP and dropped the album and did about 70 features this year. This is the kind of work that we put in on this ground level. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? And that's why some of the superstar rappers don't really respect the hustle as they should.
Yeah.
Because they never had to do that. Some niggas came out right after high school and was rocking stadiums. They don't know about the mixtape in the trunk, standing on the corner in Hollywood in front of a club. They don't know. I wouldn't change my shit for nothing because too many people around the world come up to me and say, yo, I wanted to stop chasing my dream, but I see how hard you've been going over the years and, you know, your ups and downs and you still here.
You never stop.
So it's like, you know, when you hear that inspiration, you know, you start learning, you know, with every success that you have to start thinking and learning to speak the language of inspiration, learning to speak the language of motivation for the next man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So when I look back, I could have made a couple different moves and who knows what happened. But at the same time, I wouldn't change a thing because it's bigger than me. You know what I'm saying? That dude from the UK that came in the barbershop today with the COB tattoo on and just wanted to walk around Long Beach and he was happy that, you know, man, I'm out here with Crook and with the horseshoe guy. I can't believe I'm out here.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? And he like, man, I want to stop, but I kept going because of you. Then it make it all worth it. Yeah.
So what do you look to as far as motivation? Like when you had those moments, because I know we all get them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like when you had those moments, you're like, man, I just want to put the mic down. I'm out of here, man, fuck this shit. Or, hey, gang, y'all figure this shit out. Whenever you get to those moments, are there artists that you look to keep you going, or are there other moments that have nothing to do with the music that kind of fuels that motivation?
Man, sometimes it comes from different places. You know, I remember one time on my way to New York, I was going to retire, and I was on a plane.
This recently?
This was a couple years ago.
Damn.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start transitioning to the business side even more. You know what I mean? I was really not feeling what's going on in the industry. Mm-hmm. Wasn't nobody really motivate me because, you know, once you get to, you know, I'm a lyricist and I pride myself on lyricism. So, you know, when you get to the top level with M and, you know, you getting stamped and he respect your craft and all that, it's like, okay, what else do I need to do? Because really the way the game going ain't for me really.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about retiring, dog. And then I got on a plane and then I bought this book. It's called What Makes the Great Great by Dennis P. Kimbrough. And I read most of it all the way till I got to JFK. And when I got there, I was re-energized.
Mm, really?
I was ready to take on 5-10 more years of the
battery
game.
Back in the back.
Battery back. And the motivation came from that man's words in the book. And in the book, this dude, he basically interviewed people for 20 years and tried to find out what the formula for success is.
Mm, really?
And reading those different people's stories, like, you know, Kathy Hughes, who owns Radio One and TV One, how she slept in a car with her son and was homeless and all that type of shit, and now she owns the biggest black broadcasting network in the world, you know what
absolutely,
I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So when you read that type of shit, it gives me more motivation to keep going and fight that fight.
That's crazy.
Damn.
You know what's weird about that sidebar on that shit? You know, I used to work for Radio One a couple years back, and Dewey Hughes, her husband.
Yeah.
We were at the station one day, and you remember they had that story, that movie that came out about, what's the dude? Don Cheadle played him.
Not the mouse shit that just came out.
No. It was years back. He was a radio jock. It'll come to me in a second. But anyway, Dewey Hughes was in that movie. I didn't realize after years of working at the station, there was this dude that used to always be there. just coming to the station late night or whatever, just doing stuff here and there. End up being Dewey Hughes. I didn't know who he was, but he was so humble. Dude was so cool. You know. Chopped it up. Didn't even know it was this dude. But he had a pretty much a long radio career too, and he was just quiet, humble, didn't even say shit. But it just goes to show people that have that longevity are the ones that aren't necessarily rah-rah about certain things.
Right.
They just, you know, they put their work in there and they keep it going. They're humble, they're nice, and it just they keep it going.
Yeah, man, we've seen so much. You know, like Head said, we've seen so much. Mm-hmm. It's like that scene in Colors, you know, when dude was like, you know, let's run down and fuck one of them cows. And he said, let's walk down and fuck them all. You know what I'm saying? We just walking down. Walk. You know what I'm saying?
It's a steady pace.
It's a steady pace. And it's always going up. See what I'm saying? It's never coming down.
Petey Green. Sorry, that's what it was.
Petey Green.
Petey Green. There we go.
That's what's up. Hey, I got to check that out because that's one of
called
my favorite.
Talk to Me. That's the name of the movie.
Cheetah, one of my favorites,
though.
Yeah,
man. He's dope. Cheetah's dope.
He's dope as hell. But, yeah man, you know, we just take it, man. I mean, where we come from.
Everything's a win.
Yeah, you done threw everything at us but the kitchen sink, man. Yeah, this shit ain't nothing, man. You know what I'm saying?
I had this one conversation with somebody where it was along the similar lines where it was like I was motivated.
Right.
I was on my way out the building. I'm like, right. Fuck, I'm out of here. Because, you know, like, I'm not used to that.
To that, yeah.
To that where even before we started talking, I was telling you about the shit. And I was like, I was on my way out of the building.
Right.
In the parking garage, got in my truck, and I'm gone.
Out of here.
Out of here. Because I couldn't. It's like having a record label.
Yeah.
It's like having a record deal.
Yeah.
When what's your message to artists who are going through that right now?
My thing is, you know, try to remember why you did it in the first place. Why did you chase this dream in the first place? Try to draw inspiration. Because sometimes it ain't going to come from outside. Sometimes you got to self-motivate. Mm-hmm. So try to remember, you know, go down memory lane. Play some of your oldest joints. You know what I'm saying? Listen to that shit. By yourself somewhere. You know what I mean? Go pick up some of them classic albums that used to just get you in a zone. You know what I'm saying? And then look around. Look at the things you want to change in your life that you know you could change with success. You know what I mean? And really draw from that. And keep it moving. Don't ever stop, because only people who fail are ones who stop. You're gonna get knocked down. That's just life. You know what I'm saying? That's just life. But it's tough. I feel you, though. I feel you because, you know, being on Shady, I love M. I love Paul Rosenberg. But it's not the easiest thing for me. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm used to doing whatever I want when I want. Right. You know what I mean? I'm not used to waiting on a release date or, you know, waiting until even being in Slaughterhouse, waiting until all four of us got our schedules together before we could crack their head over with something. Yeah. Shit, I'm looking at Luke Cage. I'm looking, listening to the beats playing. I'm like, shit, Slaughterhouse need to crack one of these.
Man,
and then if everybody ain't got the schedule, got a time on their schedule, we can't do it.
Damn.
It's frustrating to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's frustrating when
we gotta move.
When the fans is hitting me like, yo, what's up with this? Like you said, I post a picture of a can of Pepsi. They gonna say, but when that Slaughterhouse coming out there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you just gotta be patient, man.
Okay, so for everybody,
be patient.
Right. When can we expect some Slaughterhouse shit?
All right, man. It was nice being here.
Right. Like, come on. All right, man.
There we go.
Catch y'all next. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, don't be surprised, man. I mean, you know, everybody doing their own thing.
I know people sitting in the chat room like,
but we've been talking, though.
When?
He said when? I think he said when.
Shut up.
My nigga, good for versus
matter of fact, let me play
shit?
This new Slaughterhouse.
Right. Now, server crashed. Server is over.
Listen, we do not have that record.
We ain't got the bandwidth for that shit right now. Bro, come on, man. Let's talk about the good versus evil.
Good versus evil.
Obviously, the prelude to that, the Valley of Kings, man. Kind of map out why, well, not why, but the story behind this and what the fans can expect with good versus evil, and, you know, choosing to put the EP out prior to this.
Well, you know what, man. I woke up and I said, damn, I'm kind of cold out here. I've been on TV and shit. I ain't been rapping.
I'm cold? I've been on TV? Like,
but you
kind
know.
What perspective is that?
Because they separate that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you're not cold. You just was in
another. I know what you mean.
But they like, okay, I turned on BET. Yeah. I ain't seen no bars from you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
judging
all right.
And shit. We want to hear some
rap. Yeah, we want to hear some rap. So I'm like, all right, let me.
You got to spar.
Let me put something together, you know, before the album drop and give it to them. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that was the thinking behind the Valley of the Kings. And then I wanted it to coincide kind of with, you know, the album. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to touch on just things that I do normally. And then I did the song Experiment, because Experiment is kind of the segue into the album. You know what I mean? If you listen to the content, I'm talking about, you know, a government experiment where, you know, they put us in a low income areas and, you know, basically brainwashed us and try to, you know, keep us down and, you know, how could we survive this? You know what I mean? And that's kind of going into the good versus evil, because like I said, it's a concept album. So it takes place in an alternate reality. Mm. And in this reality, you know, the people revolt against a crooked society, crooked government, I should say. You know what I'm saying? And in this world, ain't no protest. They tired. They pass protesting. Mm. You know, you can't even have government officials in public because they're going to get their head took off.
What Pac say? You know what I'm saying? Picking the lock, coming through the door, blasting
it. Yeah, picking the lock. I mean, because, and I just took a lot of the things that are happening in reality, and I took a lot of my fucking anger with what's going on in the world, and I created a piece of art. You know what I'm saying? Because that's medication. You feel me? So it's like,
it's better to do it that way.
It's better to do it that way. But I was unapologetic on there. Like, governors get smoked. Yeah. Niggas get kidnapped. Police chiefs get fired on. You know what I'm saying? It's just straight up madness, a reflection of what could actually happen. You know, because like I said, I modeled the arch nemesis, the Puppet Master, after Trump.
Wow.
When I was creating the album. You know what I'm saying? And now that he's in power, you know, if he's talking about banning all, if he put any kind of actions, which I kind of doubt he will, but if he put any kind of actions behind the shit he was saying, banning Muslims, building walls,
reckless.
You know what I'm saying? All that shit, we could see a totally different America.
That's just crazy, man, because it sounds like what you're saying right now, it sounds like what happened last night. Motherfuckers is downtown L.A., and not just downtown
L.A. No, they're there now.
In Seattle, in Chicago, right? They over there just going ham.
It's
right now.
It's scary, Oakland. Bro.
But one thing I do want to ask you, though, man, I mean, obviously, one of the soundtracks, I feel like two soundtracks for this movement that's been going on for the Black Lives Matter and just all the social injustice is Kendrick Lamar's All Right, and then YG's Fuck Donald Trump.
Exactly.
Right? Fuck Donald Trump, when they put it out, they, I guess, the Secret Service or whoever
called YG.
Exactly. Yeah. They had to take it down. So do you get afraid that when you're putting shit out here like this, you got the Puppet Master that favors Trump, you know, that somebody's gonna give you that call, like, hey,
they might. I mean, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you. Before it came out, I started really getting certain personal shit in order. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Because you don't wanna have no cracks in your shit where they just come get you. You know what I mean? Because it's powerful. I mean, I got an interview with CNN tomorrow, so, you know, it's the words are powerful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And what I'm saying on there is it's radical for this era. You know what I mean? Because nobody ain't talking like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when you talking about, you know, a character on a song, you know, losing his mind and going out to kill a cop or something. Mm-hmm. You know, that's very radical in this era of lean pills and Molly and just partying all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so sometimes you gotta shake people up to get them to pay attention.
Yeah.
This is a kind of album that my mother wouldn't want me to make, but right. I just felt like it had to be
it's
made.
Necessary.
It's necessary.
Now let's say a few weeks down the line, you know, some shit go down and then the person who, let's say, hits a cop, you know what I'm saying, or knocks off a governor. It's like, man, yo, I was banging that good versus evil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For you, do you feel like there's the responsibility in making sure the message is out there, or are you like, fuck, man, like my words really entice somebody to do that?
Well, I mean, you know, I always come from the perspective of, firstly, I say this, music does kind of influence emotions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to act like I ain't heard some songs when I was pissed off and thought about doing some shit.
Pac used to have me thinking of doing all kind of shit.
So I ain't going to even front on that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we could get mad at a project or we could get mad at the conditions. You know what I'm saying?
Bars.
And I think we need to be more upset about what's going on than anything that's coming out artistically.
You talking about what's
going on? You know what I'm saying?
Bars.
Without a doubt. I just know how motherfuckers try to spin shit.
They going
to
spin it.
You know what I'm saying?
You know that.
Yeah.
Crooked they going to spin it. But
he ready for it, though. That's what he like. That's why I got my shit taken.
Yeah, let's go.
Crooked ass going to be on CNN. Yeah. Crucified. They could be like, so are you inciting violence against white people? You could be like what? When did I say that?
When did that come into play?
Well, track number five.
Track, hey, but the cold part about it, and I made sure I addressed that in the album too, on the song that I got where M is providing the commentary, you know what I'm saying, in the intro, which I just went to all the people that I fuck with and asked them to just provide commentary, by the way. I didn't want them to rap. You know, I wanted them to provide commentary that matches up to the story of the album. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? But on that particular song, I do speak about, you know, in this existence, it's not really a white-black thing. Mm-hmm. It's a class thing.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So it's classism. So the thing about it is so many poor white people don't even understand they in a similar boat.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't know.
And they vote against their own fucking, you know, the things that they want to make happen. They think, how can you be poor white person and say you identify with a rich billionaire? You don't. And him not paying taxes for 18, 19 years and him doing everything, bending the rules to get more money and being, you know what, he don't know nothing about your life.
At all.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I address the classism of it all from the gate. You know what I mean? So it's not really like a black revolt. It's a lower class citizen or people getting treated as second class citizens based on color, based on whatever. Revolt, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like it's time to shake it up, man. I mean, bad for the country, but Trump could be good for hip hop.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, mumble rap might go away. I mean, you never know. Niggas might all start rapping like Public Enemy.
Like, you know what I mean?
Them laws get in place.
Big words,
man.
Like
you feel? Hey, dog.
At least two, three
man.
Syllables is going on.
Yeah, because I mean, shit, man. They got the House, the Senate, the Congress, and they're going to get the Supreme Court.
Yep.
These motherfuckers might try to reverse us back past, nigga, no more abortions.
Man.
Everything we took for it is
the homie
going
told
back.
Me today, the homie told me today that they was starting about, they going to implement the purge.
The purge.
And I'm like, and then I saw a meme probably 15 minutes later that had Trump's family up there, and it looks like don't just remind you of the movie.
And that shit do look like the purge.
And I was
looking
at that shit, and I was like, oh fuck, we are fucked.
That shit.
And America did. We didn't think we was there. We thought we was a lot further.
Oh, I thought
than electing somebody like Donald Trump.
We wasn't further along, but I mean, you know what? But see, this is where it comes into play. Where somebody like you, or you know, people who travel.
Yeah.
We've been to Middle America.
Exactly.
Multiple times over, and. I remember jumping off that bus and talking to people who never really seen black people in person.
Exactly.
And that shit is, and it's so crazy.
What is that like? Is that like, is it more of a curiosity thing, or is it, do they automatically judge you off top, like when they see like.
No. They're more like, it's like right now. It's like if I pulled on my backpack and showed you a dinosaur, you wouldn't be like scared or you wouldn't be excited. You kind of be like, what the fuck?
You pulled it out your bag?
It's like. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
dinosaur.
I mean, you know, and that was my whole thing, you know, because we did a tour. Me and the Horseshoe Gang did a tour with Ritz.
Shout out to Ritz.
You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Ritz. I like Ritz. And we were going through a lot of different territories where, you know, he's attached to Yellow Wolf.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. And there was a period of time where Yellow was heavy on the Confederate flag.
Yes, he was.
So what was happening was a lot of people were showing up to shows with the Confederate flags on. In Middle America.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I started to see this trend developing across the country of slum American / Ritz fans who were racist, but they love hip hop.
Yes.
What the fuck?
See what I'm saying?
Real shit.
So you would sit in the crowd, you be looking in the crowd and somebody is mad dogging you with a Confederate hoodie on. While you on stage.
Real shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, me and Dice had to jump off the stage on a fool one. And
get
one of them. Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
Nick, well, he's jumped off the stage.
Yeah. Dude just kept on.
We just leave it there.
Yeah. We're going to leave it right there. But yeah. So, you know, that's
allegedly.
All. Allegedly.
Jumped off stage. I've never seen a colored in person.
Oh, get the fuck.
Yeah, so that's the whole thing. And my whole thing about hip hop was hip hop is always a unified thing. Mm-hmm. It's always unity.
Yeah.
No matter what's going on in the country, we supposed to keep this shit unified.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So that's the reason why I was like, yo, I fuck with Yella. Mm-hmm. He label mate, but I don't fuck with that Confederate shit
because
it's causing division and something that's always been unified.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't like what I'm seeing. I'm on the ground. I'm not in the fucking,
removed.
I'm right there looking at what's going on. You know what I mean? So.
So what? I mean, well, we can't speak for him because I don't.
I can't even.
I was about to say, goddamn, what? That's a.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Yeah, you know what I think? I think the like even with your platform, like, people need to hear these things.
Yeah.
Like, even if you told, like, I think if more people told these stories and really what's going on, because real in real life, like, even when I was talking to a couple of friends of mine in New York, I was talking to people that's from here. We're, like, in a major metropolis. When you're in a major metropolis, you don't necessarily get to see what's going on in these rural areas or these second and third markets where, you know, even something like Albuquerque, New Mexico, people don't have a clue what that looked like.
Exactly.
And that's not even a rural area like that. I mean, it's a second or third market, but it's not considered, you know, like Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah, it ain't the sticks.
So, like, when you go to these places and you have these experiences, I think more people like you should share.
Well, the thing about it is a lot of people don't want to talk. They don't want to touch on sensitive issues because they scared they're going to lose fans, lose endorsements, lose money. You know what I'm saying? And my whole thing with that is I know how to break it back down to Top Ramen. It ain't going to kill me. You know what I'm saying? I'm an artist first, and I got to express myself, and I represent hip-hop to the fullest, and I'm going to speak on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not scared of losing fans. I'm not scared of losing endorsement deals. I ain't scared of corporate people in the office telling me you shouldn't have said that. I get those DMs, you know what I'm saying, from major heads, you know what I mean? Like, damn, why did you say this, man? Right, it's like, yo, it has to be said. It has to be done. I'm not selling out one bit. I don't give a fuck. Orange Pack Gang, nigga, I go straight back to the Chicken Top Ramen and sit in the house with my feet up watching Maury, nigga. I don't give a fuck.
I did it before I could do it again.
And come right back up, being me. And that's the beauty. We tell each other all the time, be yourself. But when niggas is they self, then it's a big problem.
Exactly.
And I should say niggas. I like niggas. That better.
There we
you
go.
Know what I'm saying? Because it's royalty out here.
Absolutely. Do you think with the album Good vs. Evil, Do you touch on, you say you touch on a lot of this stuff, right?
Yeah.
What do you think the response is going to be? Is it going to be the backlash, or is it going to be the praise?
It's going to be both.
And
that's the whole thing, yin and yang. It's going to be both. And I just got to be prepared to look on my Twitter feed and see the hatred.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
See that shit.
See the hatred. But the thing about it is you're not getting the whole point. If you listen to the whole thing in its entirety and you come away feeling some type of way, you're probably not getting the point of the whole message.
Right.
Because I'm touching on everything, man, from environmental racism, you know, and that's a big thing hip hop don't talk about. Environmental racism. They sticking chemical plants in the hood, in the poor neighborhoods. Right. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers breathing that cancer oxygen. You see what I'm saying? And Flint. You know, with the water.
Yeah, that shit.
I mean, them kids affected for life.
That's
and it. That governor, he's still there. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
But they got rid of Kwame in Detroit over money.
Wow.
See what I'm saying? They got rid of the mayor over money. But when it came to poor people's lives, he's still a governor right now. And he knew that shit was fucking him up because when the car companies called him and told him, yo, this water is rushed in our fucking vehicles, he switched the pipelines to them
immediately
to give them the good shit. Get him the good water. You know what I'm saying? It kept the poisonous water going through the community. He's still the fucking governor.
I didn't know that shit.
See what I'm saying? So it's like these things got to be touched on. Got to be talked about.
Bro?
Is there one? I mean, I think information is power. You know, we got to really inform each other like we used to in hip hop. Dog, I was skipping school all the fucking time. A lot of shit I heard in rap records educated me when I was young.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like that shit has to come back. It's out there some, you know. Common just dropped, you know what I'm saying? He gonna always shed light.
Right.
Taleb shed light. But I think it needs to be from all walks of life because everybody might not get a common sense.
Yeah.
Like, you might go to the Jordan Down Projects and they might not really understand a common
sense.
They're
not gonna be on common.
They might say, yo, I can fuck with what Crooked talking about.
Right.
So I need to be making sure that I'm talking that type of language to them too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just think more of us just need to do what Head said and just
take
speak on it.
Accountability and stuff.
Yeah, man. I guess what I don't like about that is the fact that when you have motherfuckers that do try to speak up, motherfuckers always try to cap you. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, we're talking about the YG situation. That's just one thing. And it's no excuse. Motherfuckers should still be speaking up. But I think that's what discourages some artists out there that's, you know, maybe have trap music or whatever. They try to put something in it and
they either get hell from their label or right. whatever the case may be.
Right.
Not a lot of motherfuckers that are that strong and willing to say, all right, well, fuck it, I'm going to go against the system.
But, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you got to speak up. You got to do what you
got to
do.
I feel you. I feel you on that. I think that fuck Donald Trump going to go up the charts now.
Oh, yeah. got to, man.
Oh, that's going to be the high stream motherfucking
man,
song.
Got to, man.
Man.
Do you think, one more quick thing, in hip-hop, do you think enough people take accountability for the messages that they putting out?
Nah, they don't, because, you know, it's something about that money, bro. Like, they get that money, and they don't ever want to lose that lifestyle again. And if somebody tell them, if you say this, you might not get that check. They not going to say what they, even
spooks
if it's on their heart.
Spooks them.
You know, so I remember I was doing the Russell Simmons hip-hop. He was doing something about hip-hop. It was like some Rock the Vote type hip-hop summit. And we was in Chicago, and I ain't going to say no names, but it was a few big Chicago artists there. And some of the communities had an issue with a 14-year-old boy, unarmed boy getting killed by the police. And they came deep to the university. Like, they was like 200 deep. And they was like, somebody going to speak on these issues on that panel.
Wow.
So I'm like, all right, cool. One of these Chicago dudes is going to speak
on
it.
They got a
city.
Yeah. It's your city. None of them would speak on it.
Get out.
You know what I'm saying? None of them would speak on it. So Russell pulled me to the side and was like, yo, would you speak on this? And I'm like, shit, in 2 seconds flat.
Yeah.
So, you know, they gave me this little poster of the boy and the cop's name was on it that did it and we want justice. And I'm like, this has to stop.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, it taught me a lesson. I might love your music, but not really fuck with your character.
Yeah. I learned that a hard way, bro. Like, I don't want to meet any more people I'm a fan of.
Oh, that's the biggest mistake.
I'm cool.
Man.
Ain't that some shit?
I'm so cool.
Yeah.
I'd rather just be a fan and just and live.
Not even know, yeah.
And not even know.
Have my own picture of you in my mind.
Yeah, because that shit fucks me up.
Man.
So, like, damn.
Yeah, I can just only imagine, man, like, being in that situation. This happened to me a couple of times, and that's so disappointing. That's so disappointing, man.
Yeah.
Seeing somebody you look up to and they don't meet that expectation of what you thought.
Exactly.
So,
well, anyway, before we get out of here, on Good Versus Evil.
Yes, sir.
I got a couple questions here about the album. Do you have a favorite record on the album? If so, and then, like, why?
I like the Puppet Master because it's kind of like speaking on, you know, one man that's just pissed off with everything that's going on. He gathers up his troops during the album, and then at the end, they rush the Puppet Master spot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, I got RZA doing the commentary on the beginning, and he's built for that, you know, comic book, you know, villainous shit. Like,
absolutely.
He, you know, he's built for that. And you know, everybody else, I was kind of telling them, you know, directing them on what I wanted them to say.
Yeah.
But I knew with RZA.
He knew. Yeah.
You know, RZA just went in there and bong. Like he say, bong, bong.
Bong,
bong. Bong, bong. It was done. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of my favorite joints because the beat, I love the beat. I love the message behind it. But I just think as a whole body of work, when I look back at all my catalog, I want to see a concept album in there that spoke to the people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I had to get it out of my system. You know what I'm saying?
And a question from one of your fans,
Don't read the one from Blake. We're not trying
No, I'm not reading.
Please don't do that
no,
shit.
No, not Blake. I'm going to read one from Shahid at Rick James 5465 says, how much time do you put in on your content? Like, I guess.
It depends on the motivation levels and, you know, it depends, man. I mean, I like to get it out. I don't
so
like,
as soon as it come in.
Yeah, I don't like to sit on records. I don't like to sit on like, yo, I'm going to do an album and it's going to take me 5 years to make it. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? Because all I'm going to do is make a bunch of joints I like, and then I'm going to stop liking them after about 6 months exactly. And make a bunch of more. And then, you know what I'm saying?
So there's no stockpile of leftover.
Well, I do with people. Like, I got a project with King Tech that we did 7 years ago, a whole album. It's just sitting there. But that's Tech. Tech likes to sit on music, so he ain't tripping. I'll be like, Tech, man, let's release this.
Let's put it out.
But you know,
sell it to that Wu-Tang nigga.
Yeah. Hey,
Mark Woods. Mark, what's his name?
Really?
Man, that's another one of them.
You know what I'm saying? Bruh.
Driving the price up for HIV medicine like he did. And then they ask him, why you do it that high? He's like, I should have did it higher.
Motherfucker. that's
That's crazy.
That's one of them dudes, man.
You gotta watch out for him. Now you're coming from a video shoot. Is this something off of the album?
Nah, my man Terminology. Shout out to Terminology. Okay. He actually got a show out here.
Okay.
In Pomona tonight. You know what I'm saying? He on tour right now, and we got this record called Let's Go Part 2.
Okay.
Let's Go Part 1 was on my album, Static King. He was the only feature on there.
Wow.
So on this one, I'm doing my thing on his shit, and we just shot a video, man. It was wild. We was up in the hills with the lowriders. It was fun.
Man. Dope.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I got more videos coming out. I'm going to shoot visuals.
That's what I was going to say. It's going to be something for every single song off the project?
I want to if I can find directors that can really, you know, fill the vision.
Gotcha.
Yep, I definitely do.
Now, we always ask this before the year ends. And to Blake, go ahead and listen to Gift of Rap. How about that?
Yeah, Blake, you know, so listen to Gift of Rap.
Slaughterhouse Questions.
And listen to his interview to answer you. He asked Slaughterhouse Questions.
Yes, yeah, so, okay. The year can't end without Crooked doing what? King Crook doing what?
Man, I don't know, man, because I'm thinking about 2017 right now.
And let's do that. How about that?
2017.
Before the year ends in 2017, what do you want to make sure?
I got to plant the seeds for like three different projects I want to put out. Mm-hmm. I got to begin production on a documentary that I'm doing another TV show. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I got a full plate and push the horseshoe game.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I got to push
the horseshoe game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we giving back too, man. Before the year is up, I'm gonna have a turkey giveaway in Long Beach.
Dope.
So everybody who follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you just keep up with me. It's on the 20th. We're trying to secure the building right now, so I have more information on that later. And then, you know, just doing what we do, man. I mean, it's just one long day to me.
Right.
2016 was just one long ass day. Just keep working.
Hella out.
How the fuck do you balance all of this shit, man? You know, from running the label, being, you know, in a group, you know what I'm saying, still maintaining your shit, independent, being on a major, like, how do you, I mean,
it's shows, hard, bro.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You got all this shit going on, bro.
It's tough. I need a vacation, man. It's tough. I'd be like, damn, what was I supposed to do? My mind is leaving me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it's so much fucking work. I walk off the airplane and left my damn phone in the seat pocket or something. You know what I'm saying? Because you just thinking of so much. Okay, I got to do this for the Slaughter. Yeah. Oh, I got to do this for the TV show. I got to do. And that was a motherfucker. I didn't know how much work it is to be on the executive side of the TV show and on the film, on the camera side.
What was the biggest transition for you?
Man, just that, dog, to do one shot, we have 27 people on the email a day.
Oh, shit, I fucking hate group chat.
You know what I'm saying?
So when you
got to talk to 27 people, that just take a lot of energy out of you. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, damn, now what we got to do this, we got to do that. I'm on set doing quick interviews, hang up the phone, jump behind the camera, get back on set, getting calls from people who need features. And I'm like, damn. But it's a good place to be because it's all I ever wanted.
Absolutely.
Yeah, now, I won't complain. I'm not like Kanye. Kanye be complaining about the paparazzi. Let him come.
Hell yeah, bro.
Y'all out there right now? Let's take a few pictures. Got my pose ready. I got out the ghetto with this. I'm loving it.
Can folks expect a one-shot, a second season of one-shot?
Yes, man. I'm just trying to figure out exactly how to do it because I learned a whole lot with this season. So one thing that I do know for certain is I'm going to be, me and King Tech, we're going to be in the edit room for every part of the show that's getting edited when people are rapping.
Well, gotcha.
Because I feel like some of the raps didn't resonate, you know, because we all doing all this other shit, so we couldn't really, we had somebody handling that, and they did a good job,
but
I'm a rapper.
Right.
I know what the ill bars that need to be on TV.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So next time, I know that that's going to take us up another notch because we're going to pay close attention to that
so the
fans will understand why we picked this dude. You don't know why we picked this dude because you missed about 20 of his dopest bars. You know what I'm saying? So now, I'm just self-evaluating everything.
But
like,
you learn. I mean, you go through those experiences.
It was a beautiful thing. Bro, I was in a hotel in Jersey where we had the contestants stay. Mm-hmm. I took a look outside, man. They was outside walking with each other, floating on air. I never seen human beings that happy.
Wow.
And that was the whole thing. It was like we won.
Yeah. Yeah.
We won, man. We got these.
That's going to be forever.
That's forever. Mm. That's forever. Now I'm looking on their Instagrams, and they getting little gigs.
Yeah.
Like, it was crickets at first for a lot of these kids.
Right.
But now I'm looking. They like, yeah, come see me tonight. I'm at the club doing that. I'm like, okay,
like,
we won.
Yeah, yeah,
we won. So I can't wait to do it again and then hopefully take it around the world. One shot that's Australia, big, one shot Japan, Germany, all that.
Man, well, we wish you nothing but success, bro. And,
thank you, sir.
And appreciate you always coming back. And God, congratulate you, too. Your Raiders are on top, man.
7-2.
Man, they doing
hey, yo, where
right
you
now.
Broncos fans at?
Shout out to the homie Trayvon, man. I know he was talking some major shit.
Talking,
man.
You see me, I'm raided up right
absolutely,
now.
Absolutely.
You know
what I'm saying? Loving life today. Man,
and Cowboys man, looking all right, though.
Cause I'm
not a Cowboy fan.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm not.
He's about to give it to you right now.
Because finally, Romo. Hey, man, y'all got to get past that Romo phase, Cowboys. Man, let him just chill.
Let it go.
Let him go.
All right, man. Appreciate you as always, brother.
Thank y'all, man,
for hanging through.
Good versus evil is out right now.
Grab it, support it, man. Please, man. It's homegrownradio.net, bringing radio back to its roots.
Thanks for having me, man. Y'all continue this, man. We need this.
Man.
Shit.
Can you say that one more time?
Man, we definitely need homegrown radio. Man. This is something that we definitely need for the culture, especially on the West Coast, because I could say it. Like I said, I break it back down to Top Rum and a Sprite.
Yeah.
Look, a lot of people in radio on the west side of the map, corny. Mm. I can't even enjoy radio like I want to because it's too many cornballs.
Yeah.
And I ain't saying that because, you know, I'm saying that as a fan.
Right.
Yeah, fuck me being a rapper and I want you to play my record. Nah, it ain't about that. I want to turn on and turn up. And I can't because the personalities ain't there. The mindset ain't there. The mentalities ain't there. And I'm hearing all this plastic shit. And then when I go to New York, they turning the fuck
they
up.
They turning the fuck
you
up.
You see what I'm saying? And this, I'm like, yo, why come our radio can't? If it wasn't for y'all and probably the Liftoff, I wouldn't even listen to radio.
Right. Salute. Straight up, man.
That's just the real.
Wow.
Bang.
Bong.
All righty. But you know what?
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm DJ Envy.
DJ Envy. Charlamagne the guy. Let's check out
that
time.
That shit was funny when y'all did that shit. Woo. That shit was hilarious.
Right, man,
thanks for having me,
time,
though.
Man.
Real talk. Appreciate real talk. Appreciate
it.
It's checkout time.
Gotta go.
Yeah, baby. It's checkout time.